Son, we're up to find Aleph on the base. We just learned that in Yeshua's time they modeled themselves again, and that's where they were given the mitzvah prius. And Gemara says, "My time of mid, my time of more. Why talk it? Then they model themselves in the midbar." Ibai say, "My number of answers. Either mishum chul shaduucha, the traveling made them weak, so they weren't able to model themselves." And all the Rishonim asked, but they, you know, we know for 38 years they hardly traveled. Why couldn't they model during those 38 years? So the Ritva answer, I think the Ritva or the Rashba answers. There's two different answers there. I just learned it last night. I forgot. Anyway. That's right. So they didn't know when they were actually moving. And another one was because they, even when they said they were there, they were never really settled. They were never permanent. So therefore, chul shud the urcha, maybe because of sakana or something. Or Iboy's aim. Another answer is the north wind didn't blow. And the north wind generally is not a hot wind, not a cold wind, but the north wind allows the sun to do his job. And the sun is cure. Shem is Dokum Api. So the sun's cures, and then it didn't have the sun. The time we learned, all the 40 didn't want to meet, the north wind did not blow. So they didn't have the sun that can cure my time to heal them. My time. No. Why Taka didn't blow the north wind? Either because they're Nuzufim. Fascinating, Machlek is Rashi and Taser. Let's just do the Taser there. Nuzufim. Why were they eating Nuzufim? The Eden were, they're not merit. Because they were like, Abe should cast them away. What did they do so terrible that Abe should cast away for 40 years? Rash is a Taser. Nuzufim are you. Oim Rabbein Yitzchak. Memaisim Meraglim. They were never forgiven. What was the worst Aveda the Eden did in the Midbar? The Meraglim. That was the worst Aveda. Not the Rashi the Eagle. That's right. One second.
So why make such a big gedula?
Unbelievable. Rashi holds that the Maisa Eagle was never fully forgiven, and the rest of the 40 years in the Midbar even suffered because of the Eagle. So he says, Eagle's over. Even though we had in the Gemara that everything, you know, we do, even the Koyin and the Mason Migdash, you know, Yom Kippur does sleep because of the Eagle. So he says, the Meraglim.
And people dying today because of the Eagle?
Not Tesha said the eagle's over. What bothered?
Why are people not living? Yeah,
why is the Meraglim is bad enough.
But the thing is, isn't the
Eagle's disobedience, probably knows whatever it is. That's what Rashi says, what the Pshat is.
Yeah,
Rashi says that.
Always back to the eagle.
Not what Tesha learns. But in fact, the Mephoshim say, what forced Rashi to learn the way he learned? In fact, they need an Hezbollah and Rashi is because it says 40 years, and Tesha, like you said, is only 38 years. Mm-hmm. So the Arba Nishonim from the Mice Eagle, and they learned Pshat and Rashi, that the 40 years means that it started from the Eagle, that's how you get 40 years. Then there was a stop after the Bishat Salachti, which is by Yom Kippur. There was a stop. And then the second year again, Chav Tesivan, when this thing happened again, and Tisha B'Av, when the Meraglim came back, started again. So Rashi didn't mean the Eagle, it wasn't forever, but that's when it started. And then it works out 40 years. No, even because the Rashi didn't want to say the Eagle doesn't apply anymore today. Yet the Rashi in Chumash says that every time we do something wrong, the Eibush is going to tag to it the Eagle. So it's an interesting machlek is a Rashi in Tesis. You know why the north wind didn't blow? It wasn't a punishment or anything else. We don't want the Nani Kovet to blow apart, to blow away. And therefore, it didn't happen. A cloudy day was the idea. The Nani Kovet did not let the sun come in. And if a cloudy day, a very windy day, and Yom Shus is a very windy day, the southern wind blows. Don't malev, nor do you do anything medicines. Why not? Because it's sakana. You don't have the northerly wind to allow the sun to come in. And today, so people do anyway, rely on the Abish. It's a famous word of the Gemara. We use it a few times. That, you know, even though we shouldn't be doing it, but since so many people are doing it already, the Abish will take care and make sure you're all right. And that's what people used to use about smoking cigarettes. Moshe is true, right? You know, I said Kondo and everything else, but so many people do. Given Dosh about Rabbim, Shem Yipsayim Hashem. So the question is, well, how far do you say this? You have all the drugs that people take. Should we say Shem Yipsayim Hashem? And how far do you take this? So I think about a few more lines. So now when we learn, Kol Oysen Labayin Shayim Shalmid, all the 40 didn't meet, but Lohai Veloyin, there wasn't a day. Shalanish Barayt, the north wind did blow. But when? Instead of normally during the day, but Chatzi Alayla Midnight. So midnight didn't help them because they didn't have the benefit of the sun. There's no sun at night. But they still had a northerly wind because they need that northerly wind. Shenemar, it says, what's it right from that? That midnight is an Eitz Rotzen. So at least at the time of midnight, Eitz Rotzen, the Eibishter gives us something nice, the northerly wind. My Tamudah, what's the Raya? From there, Hakamashal and the Eitz Rotzen Milsehi. That Eitz Rotzen, since Chatzos and Laila is an Eitz Rotzen, as we do Chatzos then, so therefore the northerly wind blew then. That's how Dovid HaMelech, where Brachas knew where he had his alarm there, because the wind changes from the south to the north, and then the musical instrument, the kinnor, starts to play. Now, the interesting taste of the top taste on the page. The northerly wind didn't blow. So the way the Gemara in Pashas, the Eden did not mal themselves for 40 years. Why? Because the northern wind didn't blow. So the Sifri said that this is embarrassing for the Eden. That the Eden only had one Korban Pesach the first year. We know the whole story of Korban Pesach, the Anach HaTameim. And that was it. They did not have another Korban Pesach the entire 40 years in the Midbar. Why not? Because they weren't Gemalot. And even those who were Gemalot, Poshup Shat, they couldn't bring a Pesach because Mila's Bonov is Chodov is Ma'akevis. They had their children that needed to be Gemalot. Or Avodim. So nobody brought a Korban Pesach. That's how the Sifri seems to learn. They did not do a Pesach only the second year, and that was it. And that's a Gnusa Yisrael.
Does that mean that every year had a child born immediately after Yitzias Mitzrayim?
That's part of the Pshat. Come on, this, I don't understand. Where's the Gnusa here? The reason why they didn't mal is because the northerly wind didn't blow. The northerly wind didn't blow, it's a Sakana. So there's no Gnusa over here. Tractatius. The Tema, they didn't bring Korban Pesach, they didn't want to. They didn't bring. They weren't. They didn't mal the children because they didn't want to. No, they didn't. It's not their fault. But the fact they didn't bring Korban Pesach. But we just learned more yesterday that if the reason why you don't bring Korban Pesach, but you don't mal it, because you have no choice. We had about the cotton before Ches Yomim. You can't mal it. It's not a chsaron. It's not a chsaron. You would be able to bring Korban Pesach. And why is a gnus? Because they put themselves in a situation that they were in the midbar for a long time, and therefore the kids in the mal and so forth. But keeping the efshel hoyzim makedus, the fact is that since it's not possible, it wasn't makiv. So why didn't they bring a Korban Pesach? Only when you could mal and you didn't, then you cannot be makiv. But if you couldn't, because there's no wind in the blow sakana, no problem. Sounds like from this taste they does not agree with Rashi in the beginning of the Mishnah. Rashi in the beginning of the Mishnah said that an oral, even though Mesa Echov, can bring the Korban Pesach. We don't care if it's his fault or not his fault. Taste is over here that it's not their fault, even because of Sakana, which is exactly Sakana, not because Halacha says it's not time yet. Like a 7-day baby. But it's a Sakana, and yet Taisa says, it's not their fault, no problem, it's a Makiv.
My question is,
it's like Nusan, yeah?
Those who were Gemalot in Mitzrayim.
But Mila's born of Makiv.
But who says everybody had a child immediately when they left Mitzrayim?
Sifri says that.
Someone was an old man when he came out of Mitzrayim, he had a child.
Sifri says that they all had.
In that first year, everyone had a child all of a sudden.
Could very well. Sifri says yes. And maybe grandchildren also was a Makiv. So Tesha's answer is argued the free. They definitely did bring Korban Pesachs. The only one that did it all right. That was all the other psachim they did, but Taka kids were not gemalot, but they didn't hold them back and they did it. But the first Pesach was the only one they all did it right because everybody's gemalot properly. So Tesha argues they all did Pesach. And in other words, this Tesha holds that the reason why you're not malot because it's a Sakana, it doesn't hold back. You could bring. So definitely, his taste is like the taste of Yishanim, not like Terashi.
So one would assume there's a respectable number of people who've got this issue. Therefore, that just like the Tamei Mason came and asked about the Shalom and the Dollar.
And here they knew the answer. They're Oral. They're Mias. They had before double Miasu. Yeah.
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 Yeah, but still Mias. So that they can understand. Don't forget also, the ones who weren't Gemalot were all babies. So who's going to lead the protest? We just said that they could. They did bring the Korban. So what are they going to complain about? They just weren't perfect. So what exactly is then the Gnusha Yisrael over here? So what is Gnusha Yisrael? The Gnusha Yisrael is, why Taka were they 40 years in the Midbar? Because of the Avedin Meragun. That itself is a Gnus. Okay. Now that they weren't Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Back to Gemara. Gemara's discussion. Amr Avuna Avuna says, Levar Teide, Min HaTeide, Moshuch, Eichel Betrume. If somebody had a bris, and then they undid their bris, they were Moshuch, they are Allah, so now as if they don't have a bris. You can never remove the bris mila. It's only the rabbanus of Rav Huna that goes through all of them. They should need a kodal. So Rav Huna holds ma'ateida a moshuch has a din of a mole. It's only what need a kodal. The rabbanus cannot eat truma. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. Meisav has a question. It says in the brayse moshuch tzoruch sheyimos. The feder is that a moshuch has to mal himself again. What do you tell me that he's raking in a mole? So the gemara mid the rabbanon. In fact, it. In fact, it's such a clear thing that Rabbanon. The Kodalim HaKodalim, what do you ask in the first place? Tzadich Tani. Tzad Mefedish, that a Moshuch Tzadich Shimo. If it's Mahateide, it's not Tzadich Osur, without a meal or something. Or Chayiv. Tzadich means he should. The Gemara Ketoyim says, the mistake is the misunderstood the safe of the Brais. Rabbi Huda, you know, he says, Layim of Nechah Zakonin, and Rabbi Huda says, don't mal it because it's Zakonin. Rabbi Huda says that a Moshuch should not mal himself a second time because it's dangerous. Omru loy, so they said to him, Lehar ben moloi ben mei ben kuziba. Rashi explains the time ben kuziba, the goyim came in and forced the Eden. Not only did we know that he stopped Mila, he forced the Eden who were already gemalit to undo their Mila to that extent. So in the times of ben kuziba, Moshuch Rolosa. So in the times of ben kuziba, they all undid the Milas. Then ben kuziba came rebelled, Bar Kochba came rebelled. And they all modeled themselves a second time for 2.5 years as a king, says Rashi. But Hilidu Bonim were bonus, and they had kids, Shenemar, Himal, Gimal, Afilme, Pamim. And they modeled 100 times. What does he even hear? That a Moshuch is able to model. What do you tell me that a Moshuch can't model? Says Kana. The Faders, they didn't model. Yeah. And it says in the Pasik. As brisi heifer, as a pasuk, as brisi heifer, that you breach my covenant, le rabbis as a moshuch. What? That even a moshuch has to mal a second time. My, but what do you bring a raif a second time? What, you bring a raif a maisa, then you bring a raif here. You said also himol yimol, as a vil mei pami. Then v'oim as brisi heifer. What are you doing there? What are you trying to do? Chitema hay himol yimol rabbis see the mark of the mila. Maybe himol yimol is about something else. That if you finish the mila and you see there's some strings attached that are vital, like we had yesterday, you have to continue doing it. That's himal yimal. Who says that if you gemal it and then moshe, you have to do it again? Toshma es brisi hefer, that you can breach my bris, the rabbi says, I'm moshech. So therefore, when they saw this bris and they saw the psukkah they brought, they thought that it's mahatayda, that a moshech needs to mal again. Comes along Rav Huna and says, no, that's only the rabbonin. Mahatayda, once you gemal it, you gemal it. It's only the rabbonin that if it doesn't look like you gemal it, you should do it again. Whoso is going to the shas? Could I see the bun? Could I the bun? Because my mom is smart. Meisel asks a question. Tumtum, einu oichel betruma. A tumtum does not eat truma. Why does not tumtum eat truma? Why does tumtum eat truma? Because you don't know. Maybe he's a zacher and a zacher needs a bris, so therefore he doesn't eat truma. But his wife and his only can eat. His wife and his only can eat. Because manoshech, if he's a woman, why can't they eat? And even if he's a male? Because he's an odol, we learned before, that avodim can eat. Because he can fix it up. He's a kohen. What about a moshech, somebody who had a bris and he removed it? V'noyle, because you're all born, when the gemal, which is still in the dov that bris, hariyelu, oichlim, they can eat. They can eat. Themselves, truma.
I don't understand. Why can't a
tumtum eat? Because maybe the zacher and where's the mila? He's an odol. And we learned before that an odol, we learned from Toshav and Sacher, we compare a truma to Korn Pesach, that an odol cannot eat Korn Pesach, cannot eat truma as well. And the regen is Usai male and Usai female, who's gemalit, oichel but truma, physically gemalit, no problem, you can eat truma. But whether it's a man or woman, is not a problem. And even as a better than Atzma, he's a kid of a kind.
Yeah. The regulus has to mal his zachrus?
Yes, for sure. The ein oichel bekochim, but he does not eat kochim. But he does not eat kochim because a kochim can only be zachorim, and maybe he's a woman. Tumtum ein oichel. Tumtum does not eat. Loy betrum. I repeat it again. We just had a minute ago, Tum Zani. Say it again. Tum Zani Trum. The Loy betkach, no kach. Now, what do we see over here? What do we want to bring to the Braise? Tony, however, me, it says the Braise that a moshuch kinit. The Noyle kishamol had a elo echel. In fez kinit. To yuk to the Ravuna. Ravuna said me the Rabbanon. Ravuna said me the Rabbanon. They have to mal themselves. And mashma calls man that didn't mal themselves in an oral. Here's just clearly that they can eat. To yuk to Zakasha. That's our version, the first version. Rashi said another version. He likes the one version better. Where it's a riot to Ravuna that the Mahatayri can eat. I mean, that only the Rabbanon you can eat. Because no one holds, says to Rashi, that Yuchatchila Tumtum can eat. So it's only the Rabbanon he could eat. And therefore, it's sorry, the Rabboni can't, but I tell you, couldn't it's a right Ravuna. Let's understand this, but I said, Tumtum may no one come through, a Tumtum can only through, but not if his wives can. How does a Tumtum marry a woman? Because maybe he's a woman. How is the condition chal? Well, Avod, the Oichli, and Noshe, Tumtum, how do you get the wives? Elam, but the Ktani, the Kod, he did it already, the Tanya, Tumtum get his condition, if a Tumtum gets his condition, they need a guest, because maybe he's a male, this Kod, the condition. Let us say, if he gave kedushin, you need to get lechumra. But not to say that they're married and lekula that they can eat truma. Of lekula me'aminin. Safik isha, safik is married. Ain't isha makadeshes isha. Maybe he's a woman. A woman can have a kaddish woman. I don't understand why they didn't just rip open his skin and see who he is instead of leaving
the
safik.
Din that Kurin was,
no such din. I told you yesterday. No such din. I don't know why. Yeah, maybe. It's not a prohibition we had before yesterday about nikah for Torah on its own. Omer Abayi says Abayi kishabeyav nikodas mechutz. So I'm not exactly sure I understand exactly. So what the suffix is then? Okay, his gid is covered over, but the bay of nikah mechutz, he's definitely a male. He can't perform whatever it is. But why isn't he? It's as if he's not a functioning zachrus, he's still not a male.
Well,
that's what it seems.
We're worried about Mila if it's still.
Shukomanodal. But you'd be saying Safagish, Safagisha. No, because we don't know if he. We don't know if he has. Very definitely both some money. Yeah, but seems from here. So, seems like, yeah, so he's like an Odal. He's like an Odal. He, if he marries a woman for Bebe Chutz, she's taking married him 100% because he's a Zachar. But he didn't mal himself. So he's like an oddle, and an oddle cannot eat truma. So he's no longer a tumtum anymore. He's more an oddle than a tumtum. We're
so
calling him a tumtum.
So you're saying that there's a more natir to Zachris.
Yeah.
To the
Kavits, which is what happens. Taisus asks, we learned before that you have to be roll a beer for condition to be chal. How is it chal over here? It says Taisus, because you can always rip open the skin. Clog.
So why not l'chatchila?
Yeah, so why isn't an Indian to tell the guy, listen, enough? We're playing
clarify
game for.
Who you are.
We know who you are. Now we know for sure who you are. Bey v'chutz. So live like a man. I don't know. But this is like, you don't want to interfere with the Abish to make things. I don't know. Rav, my Rav says, my Noshav, you know what Noshav means? Ima, his mother. That his mother can eat because of him. Ima, Ipshita. Of course, if the husband was a kohen, then he died, left behind a son, a tumtum, of course the mother can eat. Nay, I would have thought, my lead Michael, she has a kid, and this kid can have further kids, that's when the mother can eat. She ain't my lead, but this kid cannot have any more kids, ain't a Michael class, what makes no difference? Toshma, come here, tumtum, the Braise says a second time, tumtum, ainu, oichol, oi, but tumtum, ain't tumtum, and a kach. Now, it repeats it a second time. L'cheide, bishleim, labaye. According to Baye, that says there's two kinds of tumtum. There's a tumtum we don't know what it is. A tumtum we know is a zacher, just the bay of the chutz, but it's just like, skin over. So it right tells you both. Tana reisha oral vade, definitely an oral. Tani sefer safik oral. It's not about safik oral. We don't know which one. El lerava is only one kind of tumtum. Tumtum, let me why I repeat it again. My tumtum oral. Here taka tumtum means an oral. Like, we don't even mean a tumtum. We mean an oral. It's definitely a male, but he's an oral, we call him a tumtum. We don't know if he's a male, maybe he'll be a female. Because maybe he's a male, maybe he's an oral. He cannot eat vadi oral ochil. What do you think? A vadi oral can eat? What do you have to tell us for? Nein, my tongue is explaining why a tumtum can eat. My tongue is explaining why a tumtum can eat. My tongue is explaining why a tumtum can eat. Moshuk, if somebody undid his mila. The gesh and his gaya kishu mo or gesh and his gaya was already gemalot when he's a top of down breeze. A cotton sh'overs manai or a cotton that's beyond 8 days old. V'sha'akol animoili. I mean, anybody else has to mal themselves. Lasi, what do you mean the child kolam oilam? Misha yeshlish te'ar olas, if a male has two skins there. So you have to mala twice, or both of them. Even though these are not the 8-day-old baby, they still, whatever you do, a bris milah has been on a day, because it says, b'yayim hashmini yim of sarah losa, so even when it's not in the right time, you always need to mala by day. So we see clearly from here that a moshuch has to mala and by day. Now, b'loza b'rab shimon, b'loza shimon says, b'zmanoi, if it's the 8-day, ain't the mala b'yayim, only by day. Or b'shaloi b'zmanoi, if it's the 9th, 10th, and beyond, the mailin b'yayim b'olah is no longer a din by day. Because b'yayim hashmini yim, only the 8th day has to be by day. Anything else, do but not by day, whenever it's more convenient. What's the machlekes? My love, isn't it b'ha committed machlekes? Ma'asav, one of them holds Moshe the Raisa. One of them holds that Moshe is mahateida. That mahateida, you have to mal themselves again, so therefore you have to do it by day. Ma'asav, another one holds that Moshe the Rabbanon, that if you have to mal yourself, this is like Rabbanon. That you have to do it a second time is only midrash rabbanon, and therefore we don't care day and night. Remember, Tizbra, okay, you explained the Hesla Moshech of a cotton sha'ovas manu. Who says that if you missed an 8-day and you mala later on, who says that you don't have to mala themselves? who says you have to mala themselves? Of course, a tater. And yet it says by night as well. So obviously, it has nothing to do with the rice and the rabbanon here. Me yikal madom the rabbanon is the one who holds that a 2-year-old baby didn't mala themselves, that only the rabbanon you have to mala. Of course, my tater. And yet the Tana said you do the night. Elukuli Alma Moshe the Rabban Man the Raisa. It's irrelevant here, unrelated. Rabuna might be right. That a Moshe's Rabban the Rabban has a mother. And a Kotner was Mali Mahateida. So what's the Machlekes knowing whether you do it by day or by night? V'hocha b'hocha b'hocha b'hocha. Ma'asava dashin and we dashin uva yom. It could have said by yom. It says u and women and others also are included in the 8th day that you have to do by day only. And that is who? Anybody else who needs a bris milah? Whatever. You don't dash an uva yom. Says what an interesting story. No.
Is it Rabbi Kiva who dashes vavin and essen, or
by bas ubas? Rabbi Kiva who dashes bas ubas.
But didn't we say a klal that the dash vavin the essen and not everyone was mekabel?
That's S. Shimon Am Sunni. Dorish called S, not the Bob. S. And then Rabbi Kiva came and Kiva did a Pidish. So I asked Rabbi Kiva and he said, well, Rabbi Samuel Ham. Rabbi Kiva is going to dash Bas Ubas. But here, Uva Yem. So I think about it as a story once. Giho, the Yosef, Rabbi Yechon once sat, the Kedorish, and he was dashing a different thing altogether regarding Neisir. The Neisir, the next morning, you have to burn it by day. What about if you didn't burn it by day, you wait till the next day, you still have to wait till the following morning, or you can already burn it by night? So Rabbi Yechon came along and said, Neisir bizmane, if it's the 3rd day of Shlomim, and now is the time to burn it, in the Nisalayim. Or b'shaloi bizmane, if you missed that day, and now you forgot to burn it, whatever it is, then burn it, bein b'yayim, bein b'lai, make it the day or night. The Eifir Abolozer, Rabbi Yechon and Talmud Abolozer of Dos. Rabbi Lozer, Stam Rabbi Lozer and Shas of Amoida is Rabbi Lozer ben Pdos, and Stam Rashi says Stam Rabbi Lozer and Shas, who is the Tana, is what is it? Is Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua, not Rabbi Lozer ben Shimon, but Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua. Says like this. So Rabbi Lozer, who was Rabbi Yechon's Talmid, Rabbi Yechon was very happy when he had another Gemara because he always agreed with him. Asked Rabbi Yechon, "Ainly ela nima l'shmoina." Let me ask a question. When it comes to bris milah, we know it says in the Braisa that only if you mild 8-day, you have to do it by day. She ain nima ela b'yayim menayin by day. The night Rabbi the teacher saw lachlos l'shnei mos. I know that if you believe his money, you still do it by day. Tamalim it says uva yayim. In other words, the vav b'yayim comes to tell you that even beyond. So the same thing by Neisir. It says by Neisir. It says, what's the positive by Neisir? Viha Neisir. It says vi and. I mean, it's not only the Neisir the 1st day, but even other days. Nafilu lemandalei dorish vav, and even the Tanu doesn't dash vav and hold a what? You can do it by day and by night because it says uva yom is only a vav. But by Neisir it says vav hey. Here it says viha and a vav and a hey dorish a vav and a hey dashin. So in the Gemara it says a hey. It's always hey you, not hey hey. Ishtik, Rabbi Yechon didn't know what to answer. Bosa did nothing when Rabbi Lozer walked out of the room. Amar the Rabbi Yechon the Shlokish. Rabbi Yechon later Shlokish walked in. Rabbi Shlokish, Reisi leben Pedas. I see my Tam Rabbi Lozer, the son of Pedas, that he was dashing these psukim and he was like fire. She yoshev adoidish kemoishim epiagvura. The way he was talking, like Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, he really knew the psukim and he asked me good questions. Says the Gemara, Amalei Resh Lakish. What are you giving so much? What are you so excited about? Did Deyu? You think he made it up? Masnita, it's a brisa. Which price? I don't remember such a price. That what? That by Mila, they argue Uvayim whether you dash or not. What Abulaza added was that here by Noises, Veha, that Avav, hey, everyone will be Moida. But once you know already the idea of Vav, you dash or you don't dash, and so it takes away the thunder of Abulaza's Chiddush. So Rabbi Yechon didn't even know about the Vav. So he said, where does it say this? So Resh Lakish told him, Tanam Teres Kainim, it's a Teres Kainim. Vice Rabbi Yechon never learned Teres Kainim. Nafik, he went out. Tanya, he learned the entire Teres Kainim with Losa Yemin, 3 days. And then, Visavra, then he started to understand it and think about it and learn about the Leuna, but Losa Yachid, 3 months, took him to learn through the whole Teres Kainim. So the Shlokish knew more than Rabbi Yechon. It's all to the Raya. Rabbi Yechon himself, remember Rabbi Yechon went crazy and Shlokish died, and Rabbi Losa sat down with him and he brought 12 Rayas.
Yeah, but apart from that,
true. So he put him down. But what's interesting, Yechon didn't learn Teres Kainim. This is proof what we learned a few weeks ago, that Resh Lakish, according to Tesis, actually was a big Talmud Chacham before the whole story that supposedly Yechon and Makarim. Yeah. Because here's another Tesis to bring this down. Here's another example. He knew Teres Kainim, and Yechon didn't. But it took him an interesting way of learning also. Legirsa, he did it 1, 2, 3. And then Leyuna took him 3 days Legirsa and 3 months Leyuna to do it properly. Okay. Think about it. Omer Abelazar. Abelazar said, Abelazar, the Tana is Abelazar ben Shemua. Oral, Shehizif, an Oral. A guy who wasn't Gemalot. Sprays the Eifachatis. Has a Osik Sheder. His Azor is kosher. Midi dahavi at full yom. Remember about full yom, the stukim were running around saying a full yom is not capable of spraying the eva chatos. The chacham deliberately would metame the koyin and then go to the mikveh, so he should be at full yom to show stukim they're wrong. So just like at full yom, afa pisha osa b'truma full yom is not allowed to eat truma until that night, head of shemesh. Yet kosher b'pora is allowed to spray the eva chatos. So the same thing here is by an oral takin allowed to eat truma. But he can spray the chatas. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Mal a tful yoyim, maybe a tful yoyim, shekei muta be meiser. A tful yoyim is allowed to eat meiser, therefore maybe he can spray the chatas. But an oddle, neither can he eat truma, nor can he eat meiser. Maybe he can't spray the chatas as well. Says the Gemara, otu anan la'achilikam, you think we're talking about eating truma, and that's what we're talking to? We're talking about touching truma. Anan le'negiyah kamri. We're talking about touching. What are you touching? Mother tful yam shasim to get to a tful yam is not allowed to touch truma, as we see later on. Yet mutter be potter is allowed to touch the eifer chat and spray it. Odol shemutter ben again. Odol allowed to touch truma. He might not eat truma, but he's allowed to touch it. Surely he can watch spray the eifer chat. Ain't a din shemutter potter. Tanya nami hachi. We taka learned. Odol shehizif. Odol did it. Has a osik shader. Sounds like from here that even the chachil he shouldn't. Only if he did it. What happened? But Shira Chacham said it was all right. Basically, I ask a question that says Tumtum Shekidish. Tumtum went ahead and prepared the Eifer Chatos. He mixed the Mayim with the Eifer with ashes. Kiddush Posel. It is possible. It is possible. Mipnei Shehu Safik Odol, because maybe he's an Odol and an Odol cannot prepare the Chatos. But Odol Posel the Kaddish. Also, not allowed to mix the ashes in the water. What about, and then you said before that an Odol could spray. Here we're talking about preparing, he can't. And Adreigin is Shekidim. If Adreigin is Makadish, Kiddush, Kosher. He is Kosher. If Adreigin was Gemalot, he's not an Odol anymore. It is Kosher, because even if he's a woman's allowed to prepare the Chatos, so he's Kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Amuda says, Af Adreigin is Shekidish, Kiddush. So even Adreigin is possible. Maybe the woman, I agree. The Isha is a little Kaddish. So the Machlek is tanoim whether an Isha, if you hold the Isha, could be Kaddish and Adreigin can do it. If you hold the Isha, cannot prepare the Mechata, then Adreigin can. Ketoni Mia, we learned, however, that an Odol and a Suffolk Odol pass on the Kaddish. That they're not allowed to make it prepare me Mechadish. And you said before that an Odol can spray the Chattas. This Tana is Rabbi Kiva, the Marbele, sorry? Yeah, it's Rabbi Kiva. But it's Rabbi Kiva. the Mar Bileila Odal Ketami. Because they hold, Rabbi Kiva is the one who said, we had a beginning of the Chagiga, that an Odal has exact same din like a Tami. And whatever we know about a Tami, we know about an Odal. And therefore, since a Tami definitely cannot spray the use of spray Mechatas, nor can Odal. The Tanri Lur, Rabbi Kiva says, it says in Pasik, Ish, that if a person is a Tzrua Zav, he shouldn't eat and so on and so forth. So in that same pasuk it says also. It talks about Tomei, what's Ishish, the rabbis are oral. To tell you what, an oral. So an oral has the same thing, an extension of Tomei. Since a Tomei person cannot spray the Mechatas, nor can oral. Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi, have you seen the Kamei de Rabbi Yosef? I was saying for Rabbi Yosef. The Kashali, and he asked me, or bothered me, Loi Lishtamet Tana, how come we don't find any Braisa listening her oral about Tomei? How come we don't find any Braisa saying oral and the Tomei? And then we should be able to say, well, Mekivi, if you're right that an Oral Tomei Mamma is the same din, why don't you find a Braisa anywhere in Oral Tomei exactly the same? We'll say, Mekivi. And here you're telling me that an Oral cannot spray the Mechatik like a Tomei. Why don't you find a Braisa saying in Mefurish? Says the Gemara, how come we don't find the Tana? Said the Gemara, Veloy, Rabbi Yosef said to me, we don't find a Tana. Voktani, we learned with Fedish and Chagiga that her Oral, Vehatame, both of them are potem in the rear. So what? So we see that Oral and Tomei are juxtaposed, they're put together because they're the same status. So we do find such a Tana, and we taka say this, Abakiva. Says he, oh, Hossam is different, exception. Why? What's the whole idea? Going to the base of Migdash, if you're not Makavadik, Mishum Demois, it's a miss. And that's why they're not fitting in. But we're talking about a general rule. You want to compare an Oral and a Tomei and say they have the same dinim, and therefore you want to say that just like a Tomei cannot spray the way Chat is an Oral. Why don't we find the Brais anywhere talking about normal dinim that an Oral and a Tomei are bunched together as if they're the same? They're not. Only cases by Aliyah, based on Migdash, because they're both of them pasnis that they should. Got a tummy is mias, and so is an adult to walk into the base of Yiddish. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban. Sorry? Who? When he can send it? He can't walk into the base of Yiddish. Says the Gemara, but Ozul Tamayu, this machlekes of whether a woman can bring a carbon, whether a woman can prepare the me'efe, and the, based on that is whether Andreikinus can do it or not, is actually a machlekes, and the ozle tamaya, Tanya the Braisa. Hakol Chev, the Tanya Kama says, everyone's kosher the Kaddish, chutz b'cheresh of the cotton. The only ones who cannot is the cheresh of the cotton. Now, you're the machsher of the cotton, you're the cotton can. But you know why I exclude? I agree with Cheresh Shaiti, or else I exclude? Upaisal Bisha, I exclude a woman. You, the Tanya Kama is matter a woman, and Abihuda asks a woman. Uva Andreginus, and Andreginus for the same reason, maybe it's a woman that's us. Now what's Machlekes here? My time, what's Rabban? Let's see, the Pasuk says, the Lokhu in plural, they should take La Tomei, for the Tomei, for Seifas Chatas, they should take from the dust of the Seifas Chatas, and they should put, you know, take the dust, and put the ashes, and put water on it. And then it says, the Nosan is singular, all of Mayim Chaim Kelly. Starts with the Lokhu, and then ends with the Nosan. What's going on here? For the lock who we teach, hand of the apostle by sifat psulim bekiddush, those that are apostle. It says who gathers. It says the asaf ish. It says a man, and we dash on a man and not a chereshet v'katan. So therefore, those who are kosher to gather together, including a woman, can also prepare it. So a woman can prepare, but those who are apostle to gather together because it's ish, not a cheresh of the cotton, so same thing, they cannot also mix it together. And Abiyuda disagrees. He says a cotton is kosher and a woman is not kosher when it comes to mixing the water and the ashes. Why? Im ken, because if so, name of Kra, the pasuk should say, v'lokach, in singular, my v'lokhu, and they should take. If it's a continuation of the pasuk before, which says v'asav ish, and only those people are capable of doing, mixing the water in, it just said v'lokach, that person that did it before should do it here. By saying v'lokhu is opening up to anybody, that even those that were asav before can do it now. Yeah, to tell you what, that a cotton who was asav before to gather together, but can mix the water into it. That even the cotton who was puzzled of bringing together ashes can mix the water in. If so, ishanami. So if so, the a woman should also be kosher. Why does he have you to say a woman is puzzled? Because it says in the pasuk, the nasan in singular, and he should put the leiven nasna. Nasan is male gender and not female gender. But rabbanon, nu rabban taka. How do they know a woman is still kosher? He cost, would have said belokach singular. The nosan havamina shok yuchad v'yoyuchad. I would have thought that one person can only do the only one person can take the ashes. Only one person can mix the water. Kosh rachman v'lochu. That says lochum that they can take. Could be two people taking the ashes. It doesn't make a difference. Because I'm a lochu v'nosan mina the shok v'tray v'yoyuchad. But say everything in plural, I would think you have to have a minimum of two. Because Chaman of Allah, Chuv and Nosel, that feels like today, but you have a Chad. It can be one here and two, there makes no difference. No right to do with genders. So therefore, Machleki, Rabbi Yudah, Chachamim, Rabbi Yudah holds that a woman can't, different regulars can't. Chachamim holds that a woman can, and different regulars can't. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shabbat.